Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi from Guwahati in Assam tomorrow. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced this while addressing the media in New Delhi this morning. He noted that Prime Minister Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers. He added that more than 4 lakh 9,000 crore rupees have already been transferred to farmers under the scheme so far. Mr. Chauhan said that with the release of the next installment, the total amount will exceed 4 lakh 27,000 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu has said that it is important to encourage leadership among women who are engaged in agriculture, especially in agri-food systems. The president made these remarks after inaugurating the Global Conference on the Role of Women in Agri-Food System 2026 in New Delhi today. President Murmu said that India has chosen the strategy of women-led development. The president added that women in the agriculture sector should get a role in policy formation, decision-making, and leadership positions.
फसल को बोने, काटने, प्रसंस्करण करने और हाट बाजार में ले जाने जैसे सभी गतिविधियों में महिलाएं महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाती हैं। मछली पालन, मधुमक्खी पालन, पशु पालन, वन्य उपजों के समुचित उपयोग तथा कृषि पर आधारित उद्यमों को चलाने जैसे अनेक क्षेत्रों में हमारी माताएं बहनें और बेटियां अथक परिश्रम करती हैं। वे कृषि अर्थव्यवस्था को अमूल्य योगदान देते हैं।
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that he has always tried to ensure that the proceedings of the House are conducted with impartiality, discipline, balance, and in accordance with the rules. Giving a statement over the opposition's resolution seeking his removal, which was negated yesterday, Mr. Birla said that he has fulfilled his responsibility by maintaining order and efficiency through cooperation and harmony with everyone. Mr. Birla said during the discussion, some members alleged that the leader of the opposition is prevented from speaking and not given sufficient opportunity to speak. He clarified that whether it is the leader of the House, the leader of the opposition, or any other member, everyone has the right to speak in the House only in accordance with the rules and procedures. The speaker said no member has any special privilege to speak in this House beyond the rules. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, has assured the Upper House that a comprehensive investigation will be carried out to uncover the full circumstances behind the reported attack on former Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir, Farooq Abdullah. Responding to the issue raised by the Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Nadda said the government is taking the matter very seriously and assured the House that a detailed inquiry will be conducted. However, the Union Minister also criticized the opposition for giving the incident a political colour. Chief Whip of BJP in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal, has criticized the Congress party over the no-confidence motion related to the Lok Sabha Speaker, saying that the opposition failed to secure adequate support. Talking to Akashvani News, Mr. Jaiswal stated that had the voting been allowed to proceed, it would have demonstrated overwhelming support for the Speaker, possibly with more than 350 votes in his favour. India's LPG production has increased by 25% following several measures taken by the government aimed at boosting domestic supply for household consumers. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent West Asia developments in New Delhi last evening. And tensions in West Asia have intensified after maritime attack by Iran in the Persian Gulf involving commercial vessels near Iraq and the United Arab Emirates. An Indian crew member lost his life after a US-owned crude oil tanker was attacked near Basra in Iraq. In a social media post, the Indian embassy in Iraq said that the tanker, Safe Sea Vishnu, was sailing under the Marshall Islands flag. It added that the remaining 15-member Indian crew has been evacuated to a safe place. And benchmark domestic equity indices were trading over 0.6% lower in forenoon trade today. Sensex slipped 505 points to 76,359, while Nifty lost 153 points to 23,714. And that is the end of this news bulletin.